The Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra believes there's nothing like the power of a live performance, and so all summer long, they've been putting on free concerts in various parks. They've been at Clarencetown and Nyawanda Park, the North Park Academy, and the Elmwood Village. They've been to Shakespeare and Delaware Park, and they're going to wrap up their summer series at the Richardson Olmsted Campus. That's at 44 Forest Avenue, the site of the old Psych Center. Showtime is a little later than usual, 9 o'clock this Friday, July 28th. The concert will be conducted by Stefan Sanders and Joanne Folletta. The Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra music director dropped by the WNED WBFO studios to tell us a little bit more.
Yes, this is the concert of the summer, and I hope everyone comes and gets a free concert. Come and enjoy this. And the reason you have to come at 9 is because you are going to be treated to a magnificent light show for the entire concert. It's taking place at the Richardson campus. Projects, our wonderful visual company, has mapped the building. So they're using the Richardson Center, which is, of course, an astonishing architectural masterpiece, as the canvas. And as we play music, and I'll explain the music a little bit in a moment, as we play the music, they are going to be projecting images. Fantastic moving images of all kinds of colors and lights and different subjects while we play. And this is to, of course, honor the opening again of the Richardson Center as a place of light and joy and welcome. So you remember, of course, the Richardson Center was many decades ago a very progressive treatment center for mental illness. And in putting this program together, I wanted to remember that the nature of this treatment was extraordinary. It was humane. It was based upon outdoors and nature and ability to work at projects and separate rooms for everyone. They were treated really like guests rather than patients and taken beautiful care of, and wonderful food taken right from the garden. And it was a place of a new way of thinking about people who had challenges and how to make them well. And as they got better and better and felt more able to be themselves, they were moved up to higher levels in the building so they could see the beauty around them. And it was, of course, surrounded by fantastic gardens and woods. And so remembering this very special quality, because it was way ahead of its time in this humane and caring treatment of patients, we wanted to celebrate that. So we chose music based on composers who also suffered from mental challenges and mental difficulties of all different sorts, yet accomplished miraculous compositions, you know. So it's a celebration of the strength of people despite their challenges and the great things that they accomplish. When I told the musicians we were basing it on composers who suffered from mental challenges, they said to me, well, that's almost all of them, Joanne. Yes, I mean, sometimes genius reveals itself in people who have other issues that they overcome. But we're starting with Handel and music for the Royal Fireworks. Can you imagine, with, of course, fireworks being displayed on the building? We go to Tchaikovsky, Swan Lake, Berlioz, Rachmaninoff, Beethoven 5, Mahler, of course, and we end with Mussorgsky-Ravel Pictures and an Exhibition. So all of these great pieces that people know, real favorites, are going to be accompanied by various images, and the images will vary from wonderful architectural details inside Richardson to artwork of Charles Birchfield to images of the Philharmonic. All different, really extraordinarily imaginative views of Buffalo. And one of the most beautiful is the Grand Oak Tree, which is the symbol right in front of Richardson. So that symbol of life and that symbol of an enduring landscape is kind of the cornerstone of this. It's going to be amazing. Other cities have done this light mapping, Peter, but this is a first for Buffalo. Light mapping on an outdoor building. One of our architectural jewels. So don't miss this. 9 o'clock, just come with a blanket and be comfortable and be prepared for an extraordinary event.
At one end of Richmond Avenue, at Forest, is the old psychiatric center, and at the other end is Kleinhans Music Hall.
Two great architectural treasures that we have. So So it's so good to celebrate this building coming back to life. You know, I know I was always fearful, you probably were too, Peter, that when it was closed for so long that eventually it might go away. They might decide to take it down. I'm so glad they didn't, because as you know now, it's a beautiful hotel, shops, restaurants, very welcoming place filled with light and goodwill, reflecting back to the caring nature of its foundation.
It's this Friday night, July 28th. Remember, at 9 o'clock, of course, you can get there early and, you know, spread out your lawn chairs and your blanket and your picnic dinner and, you know, get all that set up. Just one thought, Joanne. It is summer. Sometimes it rains. What happens if the weather turns south on us on Friday night?
It could. We're hoping not. But if it does, we are just going to move the concert until Sunday.
Okay.
So,
works for
and
me.
And we'll certainly get the word out. If it looks like the rain might come, we'll get the word out to everyone. But let's hope not, and we'll just hope for a beautiful night.
July 28th at 9 o'clock. Joanne Valletta, thanks for coming over to WNED WBFO.
Thank you, Peter.